Unit 5, page 80, part 2. Access to information from spoken texts.
Instructions. You are about to hear the passage, Computers in the Bedroom. The passage will be broadcast twice. Before the first broadcast, read questions 10 to 15. It is best to start answering the questions after the first broadcast of the passage.
Computers in the Bedroom. Hello, listeners. This is Dan Woodstock with our program, What is Your Problem? We received an email from Ben Roberts, a young teenager who needs advice. In his email, he writes, My parents don't let me have a computer in my room. They don't even let me have my smartphone in my room at night. How can I make them change their minds? We asked Susan Ray, a psychologist, to give Ben advice. Let me read her reply. Ben, I am sure that your parents love you and want the best for you. You have to understand that there are good reasons why they don't let you have a computer in your room or why they don't let you keep your smartphone in your room at night. We know that children need at least 7 hours of good sleep at night. Children who have their smartphones or computers in their rooms don't sleep enough because they spend hours playing games or texting and reading messages on WhatsApp or Facebook. So they go to sleep very late at night. When they do go to sleep, they usually don't turn off the computer or their smartphones. As a result, they wake up, even if they don't realize it, every time they get a new message on their smartphone. This is why these children find it hard to wake up in the morning. They are tired during the day, they have no energy, and they even fall asleep in class. This means that often they don't listen to their teachers and don't work in class, so they don't get good grades and sometimes even fail exams. Another reason for not letting you keep a computer in your room is the people you meet online. When your friends come to visit you at home, your parents can meet them. However, when you meet new friends online, your parents have no idea who they are. They want to protect you and make sure that you don't talk to dangerous people who can harm you. I believe these are the reasons why your parents don't want you to have a computer or a smartphone in your room. But there may be other reasons. I suggest that you talk to them and ask them what their reasons are. Talking to your parents is always a good idea. It will give you a chance to explain your point of view to them. You might even make them change their mind. Questions, page 81.
Answer questions 10 to 15 according to the broadcast. In all the questions, circle the correct answer.
Computers in the bedroom.
10. Ben Roberts needs advice because 1. His parents don't let him use his smartphone. 2. His parents don't let him have a computer in his room. 3. His parents have a problem. 11. Susan Ray, the psychologist, believes that 1. Ben should have a computer in his room. 2. Ben has good reasons to be angry with his parents. 3. Ben's parents have good reasons for their behavior. 12. Susan Ray says that children who have computers in their room 1. Don't get enough sleep. 2. Sleep only 7 hours a night. 3. Watch television in the middle of the night. 13. Smartphones wake children up when 1. They ring. 2. There is a new message. 3. They text and read messages. 14. Why do parents want to know the friends their children meet online? 1. They want to meet them at home. 2. They want to harm their children. 3. They want to protect their children. 15. Susan Ray advises Ben 1. To talk to his parents. 2. To change his parents' mind. 3. To understand his parents.